All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KBFI, Bonner's Ferry, 1450 AM, as well as 97.1 FM, which is KBFI and KSPT simultaneously. Also, anytime, anywhere on North Idaho Radio. .com. We're in North Idaho. It's Thursday, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with the City of Sandpoint's Director of Arts and Historic Preservation. Heather Upton is with us. She'll fill us in on the latest happenings in her world, and I have to tell you that this interview was recorded yesterday, so she has some news that you probably have heard about. People going on their arts commission that she couldn't talk about yesterday, but they made the announcement at City Council last night, just giving you the heads up on that. Anyway, and in our second segment, we'll once again be welcoming in Maddie Gunter. Many of you know who she is. She, of course, is the Bonner County Rodeo Queen in her second year of serving as the Bonner County Rodeo Queen. She has a big event coming up this weekend that you should know about. And speaking of big events, in our final segment today, we'll be talking about the annual Sandpoint Follies, brought to you by the Angels Over Sandpoint. Today, we welcome in the director of the Follies, Dorothy Prophet, no stranger to this show, and she'll tell us where they're at with that, when tickets go on sale, what events are surrounding that, and of course, the big event itself. I believe it's in its 19th season. This makes me feel like I've been around. Anyway, what else is going on? Well, of course, kind of the buzz here in Sandpoint anyway this week is the annual battle for the paddle with the Sandpoint High School wrestling and boys and girls wrestling. Should throw that out there, as well as boys and girls basketball. And it's become the annual event against Lakeland High School. And it's always a lot of fun, and it starts at 4 with the girls' basketball game, and it's followed by a wrestling match with the Hawks, and then, you know, all kinds of battle for the paddle shenanigans and contests and stuff like that. And then one of the highlights of the night is the boys' basketball game, which will take place at about 8 o'clock. And, of course, the Parker Subaru winner will be announced, I think. They do that at halftime of the boys' game, I believe. So anyway, that's all happening tomorrow night at Sandpoint High School. Tickets are about impossible for the average person to get because the gym only holds so many people, and I think there will be none sold at the door. And the only place you can get them is, you should call Sandpoint High School and just find out for sure, or go to their website. I don't remember if it's today or tomorrow. It's just one day they're going to be on sale, so find out from Sandpoint High School. But if you don't secure tickets for Friday's battle for the paddle at Sandpoint High School, be sure to tune in right here for the play-by-play for both the girls' and boys' basketball games. Anyway, I will be doing that broadcasting, starting with the girls' game at 4 and the boys' game at 8. So if you don't get tickets, don't worry about it. You can find out what's going on with that. Also, what's going on this week, the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo registration has begun. It started yesterday, and you can register for that at Chafe, Chafe150.org. A few changes this year, so you want to go to their website and check that out. Chafe tickets on sale. The Banff Mountain Film Festival is this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 6 at the Historic Panada Theater. All 3 days always sells out. So I highly recommend that you go online to panada.org, and get your tickets immediately if they're still available. And one thing to note about the Banff Film Festival is that all 3 evenings are different movies, so you can buy tickets to all 3 and have a great time out. Let's see, what else is going on? Bright Moments Jazz playing at the Barrel tomorrow. Headwaters is at Matchwood Brewing tomorrow. Let's see, Saturday, Nick Wiebe is at Pondere Winery. My good friend Chris and Lauren are at McDuff's Beer Hall on Saturday. And Boot Juice is at the Heartwood Center on Saturday as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Heather Upton from the City of Sandpoint is with us. We've got Maddie Gunter coming up in a little bit and Dorothy Prophet from the Angels, so stick around.
Beck's Furniture Store on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry is a longtime sponsor of youth sports. They know what it takes to make a team. And the team at Beck's Furniture is ready for a sale. Always a sale of savings going on. So make your play and come on in to Beck's Furniture Store and say hi. Beck's Furniture Store on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry, proud sponsors of Badger Sports.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We're ringing in the new year with Customer Appreciation Month. Stop by and put your name in the raffle to win a 70-inch smart TV or a $500 gas card. No purchase necessary. We are also offering no payments until April. That's right, purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle and don't make a single payment until April. With trade value still holding strong, January is the perfect time to stop in. Located just a short drive south of the Long Bridge, or visit us online at pierceautocenter.com. And remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Les Schwab Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined for our monthly get-together with the Director of Arts and Historic Preservation Commission with the City of Sandpoint. Heather Upton is with us. Heather, how are you?
I'm great.
How were the holidays?
They were wonderful.
Well, Happy New Year, and welcome to the show, and what's going on over at the city and with your department?
Oh my goodness, always so many exciting things. But just thinking about the new year, I wanted to take a moment to celebrate our Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission. We have such an incredible group of individuals who have amazing experience with historic preservation, architecture, local business owners. And so what's really fun about each one of them, they have an interest in preservation, but they also, with this commission, tend to have a side interest or history in the arts. So that's a really kind of fun thing. The other thing that is a huge celebration for us with the commission is the fact that our commission meets in all five categories the interior professional qualification standards for historic preservation, which is huge.
Sounds so official.
It's so official, and it's like a unicorn moment. Most cities that have commissions, many of the preservationists don't even qualify for some of those standards. Wow. So I just think it's really neat when, and it's important that people are aware of that and that we have such talent and in our community.
That's wonderful. You know, a month ago when you were on the show, you were talking about getting people to apply to, you know, join your group where the applications as many as you had
yes.
hoped and all of that.
It's always an exciting process, and we received many wonderful applications. And the mayor has selected his two applicants. And in fact, they are going to be officially appointed tonight at City Council.
Oh.
And so that's at 5:30, and it's in chambers. And the public is more than welcome to come and join in on the fun for the appointment. It's always a really exciting time. And
I don't suppose we can, probably not. I mean, do you have to wait for the meeting to announce who they are?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't, you know, share the news too early. But make sure to come or tune in. And if you can't tune in through Zoom, you can always watch it later on our YouTube channel.
So how do people get to the City Council meeting on a Zoom?
That's such a wonderful question.
I remember doing it a few times at the very beginning of the pandemic, yes. and then I haven't gone back.
Yeah, it can kind of be, I think for me, like with technology, it can be a little bit intimidating, but it's actually pretty easy. So you go on the website, the city's website, which is sandpointidaho.gov, and then there's a big button that says meetings. So you click on the meeting, and there you just fill out, there's just a few questions, making sure that, you know, you have a mic and if you want to say anything, but you don't necessarily have to. You can just be a part of the meeting through Zoom live. And so
just want to watch.
If you want to watch it live.
Yeah.
So that's one way. A lot of times what I'll do is I will just watch it after when it's up on YouTube. So that's a wonderful way. And all the meetings are on YouTube. So it's a great way to be up to date. But
watch it at your convenience.
Absolutely. But the energy is really fun to actually be live in a council meeting too. So I always want the public to know they are more than welcome to come and be a part of all the things we're doing.
That's great. What else is going on with you guys, seeing how you won't tell us who your new...
yeah, just full of secrets. Well, I'm sure everybody has heard the exciting news that Hannah Combs is the executive director of the museum.
Couldn't have made a better choice.
No, it's wonderful.
So Jen Plummer, who is fairly new to your old position, was very enthusiastic about it. From what I understand, her real passion was... still with servicing.
Absolutely. And I completely appreciate that. And what's so wonderful is that Jen's going to be on the board of the museum.
Great.
So she'll still be involved. I, you know, sometimes you just have to transition, right? I like to say that. And, but even before that, I was working with Jen and so excited to be working with Hannah in her new position. The museum and the city of Sandpoint have a wonderful partnership that we've created. So we're working closely together on so many different projects. And so it's really exciting to be plugged in the museum again in my new position. And the museum is such an amazing support to the city, and the city's doing everything we can to also support them. So...
do you know, I know in the article about Jen and Hannah, they were talking about they're looking for someone to take Hannah's original position at the museum. Do you know if they've filled that yet?
I don't.
And you were there for a while. What does that position entail for people who might be interested?
Absolutely. So the museum administrative position tends to be just kind of managing the day-to-day operations of the museum.
Okay.
And I think the best person to really go into the deep dive of this would be Hannah, and she I know would love to come and talk to you about it. But definitely being up front of the house, greeting, you know, anyone who comes in, working on historic research projects.
Person, like if I were to go visit the museum on the free Saturday or whenever, that you're the person
absolutely
sitting at the desk and
yes, just kind of doing the administrative needs that the museum has and working closely with the executive director. Now, you know, they might have a whole different scope of what that position looks like, so it's really important that it's coming from them, but in their new team breakout, but I get to work with them through my partnership at the city, and that's really exciting. And I get to also work with Hannah because she's on the commission. And so,
one more quick question about the museum while we're there.
Yeah.
And you were the director for a while. They were closed for the month of January.
Uh-huh.
Are they remodeling? Is it, can you fill us in on what's going on over there?
Absolutely. So, and this is just coming from my understanding because I was over there working on historic photos for a new project at the city. But it is such an amazing experience to pop over there. They are closed, but it is a hive of activity. They were able to procure a grant for their collection, and they are working feverishly on getting everything organized with this amazing volunteer task force to be prepared to have consultants come in and evaluate the collection and come up with a strategic plan for them.
Yeah.
But again, Hannah would be the perfect person to go into details on that.
I keep bringing it up because I love the, I mean, honestly, for a long time and in the public's eye, they didn't really think about the museum and the historical society so much,
uh-huh.
unless you had something to research or,
yes.
or whatever. But I love now these days that they're on Facebook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these historic photos of you know, say it's 4th of July parade time,
right.
they'll find some old pictures and put that in the B or the reader or online. And it's just great that
yeah.
they're so active and
it's
all this
beautiful.
Stuff's not just sitting in a closet
exactly.
somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. And their team is so incredible. Olivia Fee is their outreach coordinator, and that's been really wonderful. She manages the Facebook page and a lot of the outreach and does an amazing job. It's going to be such an amazing future, and this is something that we had talked about before I even took the position with the city, and the museum is in so much of the master plan, but the fact that the museum can support the history
mm-hmm.
of a project before a project's revealed and do exhibits and have this amazing synergy, I think is incredible, and that's what this is all about, and my role is all the arts, the culture, and the historic preservation communities are working together, and we're all going to grow together and just be one brilliant place to be.
And that's one brilliant place to be. I love that. And that's so important because, you know, it's such a hot topic in Sandpoint right now is like, where are we going? You know,
right.
Condos and people are going to build whatever they want, whatever it looks like. But no, I mean, there's you and it's this mm-hmm. great dedicated group of people to say, now slow down. Let's take mm-hmm. a look at it from an arts and historical perspective.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful that your department exists and that they hired you to run this.
Oh, it's been such an amazing journey.
So what's next for you?
Well, we're just launching quite a few different programs. We're really excited. The Downtown Waterfront Design Competition, mm-hmm. it's on its way. The manual will be officially presented to council coming up, and then that will be dispersed. And so I just encourage the community to be tuning in to what the city is doing on, you know, websites and so forth that we have. And just be aware and be a part of everything. There's yeah. going to be so many different public engagement opportunities, and it's really important that we hear your voice out there. And so we have a lot of exciting things happening, and I just appreciate this opportunity to come on every month and share with you.
And if you want to get involved and maybe see recordings of prior meetings or whatever, find out what's going on with the city of Sandpoint, it's sandpointidaho.gov. You can go to Engage Sandpoint.
Absolutely.
It's probably the best place to go to and get involved. Heather Upton with the Arts and Historic Preservation Commission, thanks for joining us again. I look forward to having you back in here and maybe meeting some of your new appointees a month from now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. North Idaho Thursday will continue right after this. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This is Justin Dick, Board President of the Bonner General Health Foundation. I wanted to express our gratitude to this community as we gear up for the 15th annual Heart Ball on February 4th. The primary focus will be to raise funds for an additional mammography machine to care for our growing community. While the in-person event is sold out, you can still be part of our story. Visit bonnergeneral.org to learn more about our cause and ways to give. Thank you to our sponsors, donors, and volunteers who make it all possible right here at our hometown hospital.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and if you were paying attention to our last interview with Heather Upton, she was talking about new appointees to the Arts and Historic Preservation Commission, and I can tell you that those appointees that were announced at City Council last night are none other than Caitlin Shook, of course, of the Shook twins, born and raised right down the street here in Sandpoint, and it's great that she's getting so active in the community, as well as Keely Gray, who's from the, of course, no stranger to this very microphone here on Chamber Chatter. She's with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. So congratulations, Caitlin and Keely. We are once again joined by Maddie Gunter is with us. She's the Bonner County Rodeo Queen and on your second year.
Yes, it's my second year. I'm very excited for this.
So is that normal that the Rodeo Queen has 2 years?
Well, it's kind of, it depends on the title. You know, I was lucky enough to be offered the position again. I had the opportunity to try out again for the title. And, you know, I just love it so much. I love representing Sandpoint and our rodeo. And I just gave it another try. And lo and behold, I'm here again for another year. I'm super excited.
Rumor has it that when you were 4 years old, you announced that you were going to be the rodeo queen someday. Where did that come from?
Yes, I was about 4 years old when I met Freya Ford, who was the 2009 Miss Rodeo Idaho, and I thought, that's what I'm going to do. She's so cool. She's so nice. And, you know, I was just stubborn enough to stick with that dream, and now it's happened for me. I'm super happy about it.
And it's everything that you thought it might be?
Yes, and more, for sure. You know, when I was growing up, I would just thought I just got to go to the rodeo and ride the horse and look pretty. And, you know, now I understand it so much more about getting to work with the community and represent rodeo, and I love the sport and the industry so much, and so I really just gained a passion for it.
So you have a big fundraising event coming up this weekend. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but I can't remember the last time you were here. It must have been last August. And what have you done since then? How did the rodeo go and the fair and all of that?
Oh, it was just incredible. We had two amazing performances in August 5th and 6th last year. And then right after that, I went over to OMAC, Washington for the OMAC Stampede, which was probably my biggest event of the year. That was super fun. We had a very successful fair. I rode my horse at our Challenge of Champions bull riding event. And I also sold my 4-H market animal. I sold my steer, my last steer of my 4-H career. So that was a really cool milestone for me. Then I just traveled to a couple more rodeos. I traveled to Spokane, the Lewiston Roundups, so many fun events that I've been able to go to.
Did you do barrel racing at these rodeos?
No, I actually just did mostly queening. That's the term for it. Yeah. Okay. I rode in the local parades that they had and participated in grand entry as well as just mingling with the community. Yeah.
That's great. So this event this Saturday at the fairgrounds is a fundraiser to help you with your travels.
Yes.
In this coming year. What do you plan on doing between now and the fair next August?
Oh gosh, I'm going to be super busy. I'll be still traveling to rodeos between today and my own rodeo all across the Pacific Northwest.
For you.
Yeah, super excited. I'll also be going to other coronations for other queens, because it's not just me who has this event. This is for queens all over the country do this. So I'm excited to go help out other rodeo queens.
Well, then let's talk about that event. It's called Rhinestones and Royalty. It's this Saturday at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. What can we expect at this event?
This is going to be such a fun event. So we have a live and silent auction, as well as a dessert auction to help raise funds for my travels. But we'll also have...
Wait, let's go back a step.
Yes.
It says right here, dessert dash.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So that's the fun name for our dessert auction. So we're going to have we'll bring out a dessert, and the highest bidder at the table wins it and gets to have dessert for their table for the night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you get that dessert right there and then.
Yes.
You eat it. Who caters this?
We're lucky enough to have Bruno from the Klondike. He's going to be providing food for us. But yeah, the desserts are going to be provided from people all over the community who just want to help us out. So I'm super excited about that.
So you can't go wrong with Bruno from the Klondike. So you know it's going to be a great meal. The doors open at 5:30, and do you have any idea what the auction items might be, or what some of the bigger ones are? Perhaps?
We've got some cool ones. We have Western Pleasure donated a sleigh ride for 10 people, which will be really cool. Duffy Walker with Fully Loaded Trucking has donated a load of gravel. We've got lots of really cool items from around the community. I'm very grateful for all the support.
Do you have to be a cowboy or cowgirl to go to this event?
No, but we do appreciate any cowboy or cowgirl coming to this. It'd be really fun. Yeah, this is an event for everybody.
So the attire is cowboy casual. And there is a no-host bar, and there's also kid activities, a whole area for kids. So you are on your second year, as you explained, which is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are, in my opinion, the perfect Bonner County Rodeo Queen.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself now that you got this other year. What you're doing? You're out of high school, and what's up with you?
Yeah, I'm currently I'm duly enrolled through North Idaho College and the University of Idaho. I'm studying to become an elementary school teacher.
Perfect.
So yeah, just pursuing that career when I'm not working with my horses or doing all this fun stuff. Yeah, just trying to further my education. Yeah.
So are you hoping to maybe the last couple of years down in Moscow?
That's the goal. Yeah, I am actually lucky enough. I have a good friend also involved in rodeo queening. She is the upcoming Miss Gem State Stampede Queen who she represents Coeur d'Alene, and so we're actually planning on rooming down in Moscow together next year to both go to U of I and pursue our education.
You will love it. That is great. So tickets, can you get them online?
You can't get them online this year, but if you contact the fair office, we can get you all set up. We do have a limited number of tickets now. It's been a hot ticket item for a little while now. So yeah, so just get them before they're gone is all I can tell you.
263-8414. that's off the top of my head. At least it used to be the number. Yes. I think that it is. I could look at, oh, there it is online. 263-8414 for ticket information. And I'm sure that the people are there now during regular business hours. Mm-hmm. You can go and get tickets. So it starts at 5:30 and there's the meal and the auction. And how long of an event? I mean, you did this last year, right?
Yeah.
So how long of an event is this?
You know, it's just as long as people want to keep those bidder numbers up and how long we want to party. It starts at 5:30 and hopefully it won't run all night, but it's the auction could take a little while. It's usually a good couple hours. It's a fun event. You know, I don't want to leave, so hopefully everyone else wants to stay for a while.
Just before we came on the air, you said something about is it the Bonner County Fair Rodeo or is it Sandpoint?
So last year, our rodeo officially changed its name to the Sandpoint Rodeo. And so with that, my title officially changed to Miss Sandpoint Rodeo. So it's been an honor being the first Miss Sandpoint Rodeo.
So do you know the reasoning or whatever behind that?
You know, actually, so within the PRCA system, we're kind of known as Sandpoint because not everyone, when you're traveling and signing up for rodeos, not everyone really knows where Bonner County would be.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it just makes it easier for helping our cowboys and cowgirls sign up for rodeos and just makes smooth sailing for all of the stuff we have to do through the PRCA organization.
Gotcha. Yeah. So say you're from out of town, you're looking for rodeos to visit during the summertime, you know where Sandpoint is.
Right, yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All righty. Anything else you want to add about what's going on with you?
You know, this is a super fun event. If you love rodeo, Rhinestones and Royalty is going to be for you. It's full of country fun.
And the fair coming up this August, and it's called Memories in the Making. Oh, like Memories.
Memories in the Making,
I look forward to that every year. It's always so cute to come up
with these
things. Maddie Gunter, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. And it's a great effort, and you do a great job of representing Sandpoint and the fair and the fairgrounds and rodeo. And it's keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll be switching gears a little bit and talking about the Follies, which is coming up in person once again this March. So stick around.
Yafe Wellness and Organic Bistro is located in downtown Sandpoint at the corner of 2nd and Church. We are now offering new wellness services, including detoxes, juice cleanses, and manicures and pedicures. You can book yours today by calling 208-627-5535. Yafe is a boutique, an organic bistro, and an overall experience. Eat, shop, and be pampered.
Hi, this is Lauren with Knutson Chevrolet. The Knutson Winter Savings Event is on now. We have a new 2022 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $28,277. That's a savings of over 13% off MSRP. And we have a 2022 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for only $39,987. That's 11% off MSRP. You must show proof of current lease or ownership of a non-GM product 2009 or newer. Price after all rebates. Expires January 31st. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else. Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Some of Taylor & Sons' technicians have been with the dealership for over 25 years. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we are the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competency, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. If you find a lower price on a qualifying set of tires, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Bobby Combs RV invites you to the free North Idaho RV and Outdoor Adventure Show happening all weekend. Hundreds of boats, RVs, motorcycles, ATVs, golf carts, plus loads more on sale now at the New Year's best prices. Come check out this free family fun event at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds in Coeur d'Alene. Factory reps and lenders on site. Gates open at 9 a.m. Get ready for summer adventures at the North Idaho RV and Outdoor Adventure Show. Don't miss this great one.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back, and well, so are the Follies.
Yeah.
It's just Dorothy Prophet, director of the annual Follies. Well, it was annual Follies at the Panda Theater every March for 19 years. As I said in the outset, that makes me feel old. I remember when it very first started, like, what is this? What's, you know, this night and how much fun it was, and it was exciting and so different than anything that we'd seen before.
Oh, it's so much fun.
And 19 years, congratulations.
Yeah, 19 years, great run, right?
Yeah. Great well, run. Until, as we were talking about during the break, until the pandemic. So this is your first one since 2020?
Yes, our last Follies was early March. It's always the first weekend of March in 2020. And shortly after that was when everything was shut down.
Like days after that.
Days after that. And we have not been able to do a Folly since then. Obviously, the first year after that, it just wasn't even a possibility. In 2022, we considered it, but we felt like it was still too soon for a big group of people.
There was a resurgence. I mean, that times like that late summer, it seemed like, hey, everything's pretty doggone good. And the Panda had a few events and different seating arrangements. And then, so I think you guys made the right decision at that.
I think we did too.
March is still cold, flu, and now COVID season.
Yeah.
So it's been tough on everybody. And most nonprofit fundraisers could adjust it to online, but that really wouldn't have worked.
Follies can't be online.
No.
It really
the whole thing is about being there and participating.
Yeah. And it's just so much fun to get people together and to laugh and to have that. There's such a feeling of community at the Follies, and everyone loves getting dressed up and having a few cocktails and the silliness that ensues on stage. It's just a really good time.
Speaking of the silliness on stage, are you still looking for acts, or are you
auditions are over.
Okay.
And we've got the show cast. We could use a body here or there to fill in things on certain skits. So if anyone is still interested in like being a background player or being a participant in a skit, we certainly would like to talk to them. But we don't need very many. I was nervous. I thought, oh, what if we don't get enough people? We had plenty of people that came out, and surprisingly so, for me anyway. I just didn't anticipate it. And yeah, we got a great cast, and we're just now getting it all put together, and it's very exciting.
And of course, it's a fundraiser for the Angels over Sandpoint.
Indeed it is.
And Angels does such great things in our community.
They do amazing work. And I want people to really know that the Angels is there for all kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you need to go to the dentist and you're running a little short on that, or your utility bill was high because it was so cold this year, you know, and you might need a little help with that. Rents have gone through the roof, and so maybe people need a little help with that.
Yeah.
So they're there to help the community.
That's awesome. And of course, the backpack program. And
yes, there's that too.
So many great things they've
done. And we were really lucky because that continued on. They had enough money in the coffers, and they had enough people to give contributions. So the backpack program did not get put by the wayside during the time that we weren't able to do Follies, which was really good.
That's a great thing. So the Follies themselves, the people, the acts, they come up with their own skit or song or comedy or
it's
whatever
amazing.
It is. So as you, as the director, how does that involve you? Do you step in and say, hey, you know, you ought to do it like this or do it like
that's
that?
That's kind of my role. So we have auditions. People come in, and some people come with full on, their whole thing is done. They've got costumes, they've got everything, and then it just, you know, okay, cool. Some people come in with like a seed of an idea. Well, I was kind of thinking I would do this, and I was kind of thinking then we do that. And then I'll work with them to help them get that fleshed out and maybe make suggestions on costuming. Or the other thing is, a lot of times people are not aware of the time. So our acts are only 3 to 4 minutes long. So if they come in with an 8-minute sketch, we have to tell them, got to cut that down a little, because we lose people after about 4 minutes, or they get up and get a drink. One of the two.
Gotcha. Do you ever, just my personal curiosity, do you ever have somebody try out and you just go, that's just not good?
Oh, well, yes, of course. Yes, indeed. It has happened many times over the course of years, but we try to be gentle about that.
Yeah.
And just say, you know, it doesn't fit our, sometimes it's as simple as saying it doesn't fit our theme. The Follies always has a theme. Doesn't mean your act has to be about that, but it's kind of the overlying umbrella of the event. This year, our theme is Studio 54.
Which brings me back to the 70s.
Yes.
And explain to the radio audience what Studio 54 was all
Studio
about.
Studio 54 was a discotheque in New York City mm-hmm. that was only open for 3 years, 77 to 80, I believe. And it was debauchery.
But there were people who didn't sleep for those 3 years.
That's correct. With help.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, so, disco music, funny, any kind of clothing. Like, it doesn't matter. You can be at Studio 54, there was a woman whose name was Disco Sally. She was actually an 80-something-year-old attorney in Manhattan, or maybe she was only 70-something. But she would come out every night and dance and party with all of the people. And then there was Roll Arena, who was also a somewhat older woman who roller skated at Studio 54. And, of course, there was stories of all kinds of things that went on there, and mostly people just had fun. And that's what we want to do this year, is just have a lot of fun. We've been cooped up for 2 years. We got to get out. Got to get out and have some fun.
Yeah, and to do that, it is March 3rd and 4th. It always sells out, so you want to get your tickets. And tickets go on sale. Well, historically, on Groundhog's Day.
We're staying true to that. So this, we have a kind of a pre-function at the 219 on, I think it's the 27th, and it's just a little.
Yeah, Friday the 27th.
Our band, our Follies band will be there, and we'll have a couple of previous Follies performers and just kind of talk about the Follies if someone doesn't really know what they are. And then tickets go on
sale.
Why
not just start partying on the 27th?
Might as well get going. Tickets go on sale Groundhog's Day, and that's a Thursday, and we typically are sold out completely by Saturday. Saturday tickets, the Saturday show sells out first. Mm-hmm. And then the Friday show sells out. But we've not yet had a year that we didn't sell out.
Now, a long time ago, you used to do 2 weekends, correct?
Oh, we've only done that once. It was on the 10th anniversary.
Oh, I see.
On the 10th anniversary show, we did 2 weekends, and we did 2 separate shows, which was challenging. So it wasn't just the same show both weekends. It was one show was 1 weekend, and on the second weekend, it was a completely different show.
That's the only time you've done it. So yep.
And, you know, there's a debate about that for next year when we hit the 20th, but we'll see what happens.
But you've got a while to figure that out.
We do. It comes up quicker than you think.
So on Groundhog's Day, tickets go on sale. Like you said, they go like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. You can get them for $30 at Eichhardt's. Will they also be available at the Panada website, do you know?
I don't believe so. Not this year, but I do think that there is an online venue, but I honestly have not.
Eventbrite.com.
Thank you. I missed the meeting. No, seriously, I missed the meeting. So
there are VIP tickets. There's 76 of them per night that will be sold for $50, so $20 more than general admission. What's the difference between general admission and VIP?
So with VIP tickets, you get early entrance, which means you can come into the theater half an hour before everyone else, put your coat on a seat, get like the seat that you want, because seats, once people start rushing into the theater, it's kind of like the festival. Like, people, you know, come in and they go grab their spot. So if you have VIP tickets, you can come in and put your coat on a chair early. You get a drink. I think you get one drink ticket. You get something else, which at the moment is, we used to do like kitschy things, but I don't think they're doing that this year. They're doing something else.
But I'll tell you, it's worth the extra $20 because there have been many years. I mean, you figure, think about the weather on March the 3rd and 4th, and there are people in line all the way down the alley.
And it's been, there have been times it was freezing
cold. I did security, volunteer security, a few years, and the only problems I ever had, except the occasional person trying to sneak in, were people in line who on a miserable night just maybe already a little inebriated, but they just wanted to get in because they were freezing to death. So if you get the VIP ticket for $20 more, you get in early, you can relax.
You get a drink, you get settled. The
seat. Yep. Everybody's got their favorite seat at the Panada, and you get that seat.
So. I do want to mention something about VIP tickets that in the past kind of got misunderstood, and that is you get to come in at 6:30 to put your coat or whatever on save your seat. There were some people who had VIP tickets who didn't come in early and get a seat. So they just came in like after the doors were open and everyone was seated. And then they wanted to get a good seat. But by then, so once we open general admission at 7, those people file in. So if you haven't come at 6:30 to save your seat, your VIP ticket is just going to get you a cocktail.
There you go. Can you give us any hint on, as the director, what we might see this year?
Oh, we've got some really great acts. So we're always trying to get, or I'm always trying to get, like a mixture of, and I want all skits, and I want all songs, and I want all dances. So this year we have a great mixture of various kinds of acts. I think we have 5 different really great songs and 5 skits and 2 stand-up comedians that I'm super excited about.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a great combination of performers, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing the costumes. We encourage the audience, wear a costume, wear whatever you
have. Oh, absolutely. That's a big part of it, at least for the women in particular, is to outdress each other.
Well, I would like to see a lot of the men in disco outfits with like bell bottoms and platform shoes. That'd be interesting.
Oh, you mean like Chris Lynch?
Exactly. That's
kind of a personal joke there. So again, the this year's Follies brought to you by the Angels over Sandpoint Panada Theater, March 3rd and 4th. Tickets go on sale Groundhog's Day. You can get them for third general admission at iCarts for $30. VIP tickets are $50. You could also buy tickets at eventbrite.com. There's only going to be 76 VIP tickets for each night, and they will go immediately. So Eventbrite will have both we'll have the VIP tickets and general admission tickets. And again, tell us about the pre-party thing.
Oh, it's at the 219. And what it is our band, RFB, will be there playing music, and former performers from the Follies will be there maybe and do a little bit of the act that they had done previously. And it's just a great wind-up and kickoff to the whole Follies party.
And that's the pre-function party at the 219, Friday, January 27th. And it doesn't give a time here for that party, so I'd say just go and hang out all day.
Well, here's the thing, is that we start our stuff at 7:30. But I'll be honest with you, the past few times that we had done this, people came early and got a seat, and if you got there at 7:30, you didn't really have a place to sit.
Gotcha.
So get there early.
Get there early and do that, and it'll be a lot of fun. Again, tickets on sale at Groundhog's Day, on Groundhog's Day for the annual Follies. And Dorothy Prophet, thanks for joining us, and welcome back.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a great year for
you guys.
It's
going to be a great year.
All right. That's it for us here today at North Idaho Thursday. I want to thank my guest, Dorothy Prophet, from the Follies, as well as Maddie Gunter from the Sandpoint Rodeo, and Heather Upton from the city of Sandpoint. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.